Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Coming to you live. You know the drill. If you don't, you should by now. We do this Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday. Except for last Tuesday. For those of you who don't know, we skipped last Tuesday. And the people were not happy about it. Here we are on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. This is episode 24. Should be episode 25. But it is now episode 24. And took a little bit of a beating for it. Got some heat. Had a couple people tell me that I ruined their commute to work, and I get it. No, and I mean absolutely no response to the no podcast last Tuesday was worse than my own mother's. We were going golfing, me and the boys, international carpool, Das Rob, Joey Coldcuts, myself, and the Big Maple. And my mom, when she knows there's a crowd around, she's like me. She cranks it up a couple notches. She kind of flicks the switch, cranks it up a couple gears. So she called me, and before she even knew that I was with anybody, I put the phone on speaker, and I said, "Hey, Mom, how you doing?" First thing out of her mouth, "Where's the pod, Rubs?" "I'm doing okay, but where's the pod?" And I'm like, "Ma, look, I had a busy day of work, a whole busy week. My boss is gone. I'm taking over. I had no time to do the podcast." She goes, "Robbie, I raised three kids. You don't think I would have been able to just hop on a microphone for 30 minutes? You know, Robs, I'm actually watching Good Morning America right now. And they got the stocks on the bottom ticker. I thought the Dow Jones stock was down. Yours might be even lower right now." And I hear my dad in the back because they're always on speakerphone together. And he just goes, "Ooh." She goes, "You made a commitment, Rob. And that's Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday. And right now, you're not fulfilling your end of the bargain there, Rob." And my dad's like, "Ah, geez, Sue, don't you think you're being a little tough? Yeah, cool it on him, okay?" I said, "Yeah, Ma, I thought you were a friend of the pod." She goes, "I am a friend of the pod when there is a pod. It's hard to be a friend of the pod when there's no pod." And then my dad's in the back, "Well, you know what? She does have a point, Rob. She does have a point." They're in Jupiter, Florida. They're retired now. So this is what they do. They listen to the podcast. They're fully immersed in the golfing, the tennis scene. My mom's part of the tennis club. My dad even told me on the phone. He goes, "Rob, get this. I had to go and get a shot in my spine to kind of beef up my spine a little bit from Dr. Mendelsohn." By the way, I can't get a better name for a doctor in Jupiter, Florida. Nice Jewish doctor, Dr. Mendelsohn. "And they were putting me out, Rob. And your mother couldn't pick me up from the doctor because she had her tennis match." "Now, how does that make any sense?" She goes, "Mike, it was the semifinals, okay?" He goes, "Semifinals or not, this is my spine, Sue. We're talking about my spine here." And then they start arguing. You know, like, this is what they do. They argue over shit like this, and they listen to the podcast, and when I don't put out a podcast, I'm going to hear about it. And my mom just handed it to me. Just stuck it to me. Drilled me. So I've heard it. I've understand. I'm here. Grace Ibrahim here, behind the glass. We're ready to rock and roll. Let's do this shit. Episode 24, moving right on into our sports segment. Let's let this shit rip. Now, Grace, before we get moving on here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show for our sports segment, we're going to do things a little differently here as we have live audio. 4 days ago, me and Joey Coldcuts playing Madden, okay? And for you folks, for the sports segment here, I would like you to tell me whose side are you on? Am I wrong for running the clock? Or am I right? PlayStation 4, me and Cold Cuts, I believe this happened on Saturday, I want to say. Let's let this air. All right, folks, well, this is actually breaking news. This was not supposed to be part of the pod. It now is the part of the pod because we just finished Madden. Bob here, Joey Cold Cuts.
What am I supposed to say?
Now, well, hold on. We need to address it. You didn't think that I would address it, and you know what? I'm going to address it. 24-14.
No, it was 17-7.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's not fabricate anything.
So a 10-point game.
Yeah, a minute left.
A minute left. So I go, what I do is it's what, 4th and 3? So what I decided to do was run clock. Now
you
I'm up.
Don't run clock in Madden when you're up
Joseph,
by 10 with a minute left.
And that's the question. But regardless, I'm here to get the win. I don't see anything wrong with it. And what I did was I tried to draw him off sides.
Yeah, as if I'm going to jump off sides. Well, I'm not touching the controller.
But what I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with running the clock. And there's always people online that think there's an issue with running the clock.
It's not a real game.
Joe, I'm here to win the game.
You already won it.
And you know you would do the same damn thing.
I would, and I would punt it, and I would try to get a pick six.
But you wouldn't know. You wouldn't think that ahead to go 4th and 3. Hot. Try and draw a few offsides. I'm in the 50-yard line.
I didn't flinch.
It's no man's zone. So I'll take the 5-yard penalty and then pin you back deep to score a game. So would you have preferred me to –
You should have punted. You should have been a man and punted.
I was going to punt, but I wanted to try and draw you offside.
40 seconds
Joe.
To run clock so I could only do a Hail Mary with no time left.
Well, even if you did the Hail Mary.
I would have had a minute left. I could have scored a touchdown. Then it goes 17-14, and
Joseph,
then the pride is.
Even if you did the Hail Mary, it was a two-possession game.
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
So what I'm going to try and do, draw you offsides. Hot. Down 80.
What are you, Aaron Rodgers?
Sacko. Well, that's what I did. But when people play Madden, they don't think that far in advance. Me, I come in there, I'm thinking in a very realistic manner.
Well, online game of Madden, it's not the Super Bowl.
Ask Sean Payton what he would do in that situation. In all seriousness, you know we play for real.
Can I ask you another question then? If you want to be upfront about it, you went for it on 4th and 12. And 12 in field goal range, let me add. So he wants to play like, oh, yeah, I'm playing strategic by the book. But mind you, what NFL team is going 4th and 12, one that already in field goal range?
I'm a gunslinger, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's a gunslinger.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a gunslinger.
Gunslinger, yeah. You're trying to make it seem like you're playing methodical, hard-nosed football. Meanwhile, you're going 4th and 12. You're throwing an HB screen.
Yeah, that's because you made a stupid comment that you shouldn't have made. So you said, yeah, go for it, prick.
I didn't say prick.
What did you say?
I said, go for it, see what happens.
Anywho, I'd like to get the feedback on this. Bottom line is, we've played about, I would say, 24
games. You've had the game for almost 2 months more.
I would say we played 24 games. I have 23, and I'll continue to do
that. Patriots dominated him. Joey Coldcuts was electric with Edelman and Brady all day.
Yeah, the one game that he won out of 23. Anywho... Let me get your feedback on this. What do you think? Who do you agree with? Team Bob, Team Cuts. We're going to get into Madden Game 2. Maybe we'll live stream this sucker. And then Chick-fil-A. You know the drill. Joey Cold Cuts, Big Bob checking out here on the Brilliant Dumb Show. Moon over. Mode on. Grace, you know I had to actually call the police department the other day? 2 nights ago, I was driving home. It was all dark out. Now, I'm on... My apartment is on the verge of West Hollywood and Beverly Hills. So depending on where you are when you make the phone call, depends on whether you get the Beverly Hills Police Department or the West Hollywood Police Department. So I was driving home, and this homeless guy is out in the middle of Beverly Hills just playing Frogger across the street, just jumping every which way through traffic. But as the cars were going by, he was like pointing at the cars and yelling. So I kind of just wanted to file in an FYI to the police department. I always kind of feel bad when I call and they say, you know, 911, where's your emergency? You know, and they're kind of freaking out. And you have to immediately say, no, just want to let you know. There are a couple trash bins rolling down Wilshire Boulevard right now. Just an FYI. Just wanted to throw that out there. Just looking out for oncoming traffic. You know, you kind of feel bad when you have to give one of those calls, but you want to do your due diligence as a Beverly Hills citizen. So I called them about this homeless guy. He's running around. He had a big blue tarp around him, just dodging traffic, yelling at cars. So I said, all right, you know, I'm going to give them a call. I get the Beverly Hills Police Department. It rang about 10 times. There's a point during it where I said to myself, they may pick up and say, Beverly Hills Police Department, please hold. There is 6 callers in front of you. Estimated wait time, you're looking at about 15 to 20 minutes Beverly Hills time. Please stand by. Like, what? You know, you can't let this ring. This is 911 we're talking. I'm not calling my mom in Jupiter, Florida, where she can get back to me. So I call. You should have heard the operator answer the phone. It was so Beverly Hills. It was the most nonchalant answer of a police department I've ever heard. Good evening, Beverly Hills Police Department. Speaking with Sarah. How may I assist you? I said, Jesus, Sarah. What if this was a real emergency? Is that how you're not working at AT&T, the customer service line. All right, I'm not inquiring about my bill. This is the police department. Good afternoon. You're speaking with Jeffrey. It's a beautiful day here at the Beverly Hills Police Department. You're speaking with Zach. How may we assist you today, sir? Like, Sarah, what the fuck? You know, I guess Beverly Hills just doesn't get that many calls that they're not expecting nothing. But holy shit, if I'm looking to just fuck around and get into some trouble, go commit a murder in Beverly Hills, see how fast they get over to you. O.J. Simpson would be living in Europe by now. He wouldn't have even had to go through the trials and tribulations. It was just the most nonchalant answer I've ever heard. Good afternoon, Johnny here, Beverly Hills Police Department. Who do I have the great pleasure of speaking with today? Yeah, Johnny, I just witnessed a murder. What do we do about this? Alrighty, sir, that's murder, as in M-U-R-D-E-R. Thank you, Mr. Berger. And what is the location of this murder you speak of? Let's get it together, fellas. Holy shit, if that homeless guy's 5 minutes down the road in West Hollywood, he's sitting in a jail cell 10 minutes later. The fuck is this? Just the most nice. I said, hey, Sarah, just want to let you know that there's a homeless guy running around pointing and yelling at cars. He's in the middle of traffic. Is there something we could do about this here? You know? I mean, no rush. Whenever you guys get a chance, just let me know. Oh, man. I mean, seriously. You should literally just plan a vacation to Beverly Hills. Do an Airbnb just to hear what I'm talking about on these police calls. Just call for something stupid, you know? Like, hey, just want to let you know somebody's sprinkler in their front lawn here right off La Cienega just exploded and it's starting to kind of seep to the street. And listen to the sense of urgency, the lack of urgency in the call. It's mind-blowing. Well, thank you very much, sir. Again, my name was Officer Alvarado. If you don't mind staying on the line, I'm going to send you a customer survey review to see how we're doing. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. If not, stay on the line, and the next available officer will be right with you. Thank you again for calling the Beverly Hills Police Department. Holy shit, Grace. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. Anywho, moving on. You know, Grace, it's now, what, mid-November? And I still don't know if I either love or hate Halloween. We're a full month past Halloween. I don't know if I love or hate it. Every time I go out for Halloween, it's either just the most memorable, incredible time of all time, or just the worst. We went to West Hollywood last month. What an absolute zoo. I mean, I shit you not, you could not move. They do like a full party in the street to where there's a bunch of bars down there. You can't get into the bar because you can't even get a drink. It's just mopped. They say it's one of the biggest parties in the U.S. on Halloween. You go down West Hollywood. Mind you, if you know West Hollywood, you're pretty much, it's pretty much Halloween every day if you go by there. If you know what I mean, you L.A. folks there. Anywho, but yeah, I just don't know if I love it or hate it. So we were walking down. We had a whole group of us, me, Joey Coldcuts, Jamie Showtime Anytime, Featherston, who, by the way, had an incredible night at Friendsgiving, gave us so much content for those of you watching. But yeah, we were all out. We couldn't move. So we're just walking down the street, and it's like a whole block. So we're trying to get off the block so we could just go to a bar and just have some drinks. We're all dressed up and out of nowhere. So going down Santa Monica Boulevard is my favorite Italian place in the United States, Dantana's. And we didn't even think of Dantana's. We were going out for Halloween. The maitre d' recognizes Joey Coldcuts. Guy named Christian. Go to Dantana's, ask for Christian. But him and Coldcuts have a relationship. So the maitre d' sucking a dart outside of Dantana's, and it was just a blessing in disguise. Because we couldn't find a bar to go to. We were hungry. We didn't even think of Dantana's. And you just hear him go, Coldcuts! Coldcuts! And we look up. Cuts goes, Christian! Holy shit! So we go, he goes, what are you doing? He goes, can we come in? He goes, yeah, you can come in. This is the most old school Italian place you could find. Like the red and white tablecloth over the tables, like the waiters are just total dickheads. They don't give a shit about your feelings. They just kind of chuck the plates at you. Like, you know, you feel like you're in the Bronx. It's great. But we go in, and I never really thought about it till we go in. Italians don't really celebrate Halloween. You ever see an Italian in a Halloween costume? It just doesn't add up. I've just never seen like a true Italian dressed up. You just don't see it, you know? But anyway, so we went in. Nobody in the place is dressed up. And mind you, they're on the street of the biggest party of the year, and nobody's dressed up. So I'm walking into Dantana's dressed as Apollo Creed. Coldcuts is dressed up as a king. And then our friend Jamie Showtime Anytime Feathers decided to dress up as a witch. So in the middle of this fine dining establishment, everybody's got suit and tie on, big business meetings. You got Apollo Creed, you got a witch, and you got a king going into Dantana's. Like, you gotta remember when you go to get dressed up that at some point in the night you may need to be a normal, civilized human being. Like, what if you get pulled over by a cop and you're dressed as Apollo Creed? The cop's not going to be able to take you seriously. You know, if I'm trying to talk my way out of a speeding ticket, it's probably not best to be dressed as Apollo Creed while doing so. So we go to sit down. Christian's taking care of us. They're so fucking busy that eventually we lose them. Coldcuts gets his chicken parm dinner. It was too tough, which, mind you, it was. He wasn't lying. It was tough, which is very unlike them. He wants to send it back. I said, Joe, no, there's no fucking way I'm letting you send this thing back. No way. He goes, why not? I go, why not? Maybe because you're dressed in a king right now, okay? You think the waiter's going to be able to take you seriously right now? Do you know how pissed off I would be if I'm the chef just working my ass off and the server comes back, yeah, table 42 wants to send their chicken parm back and you peek outside, Apollo Creed, a witch and a king is sitting at table 42? You tell me he's not just going to spit in our chicken parm? I wasn't letting him send this friggin' thing back. Coldcuts has meat sauce all over his scepter. His crown's got a piece of romaine from his Caesar on top of it. I said, Cuts, you're not sending this fucking thing back. I won't let it happen. Have some of my chicken Frances. I'm not letting the king send back his chicken parm. We look ridiculous right now. Our buddy Showtime, he's fucking hammered. Who's the drunkest witch I've ever seen. So, you know, look, the chicken parm sucked. The party ended up not being that great. Still love Dantana's. But it made me think back to, I did a video when I first started with Instagram when I was in Miami. At another one of these just rager parties where everybody goes to. And I shit you not, I had my wallet taken from me from Buzz Lightyear. Look, way back in my videos, there's a Halloween video. A chick dressed as Buzz Lightyear. And she was kind of just roaming the bar. I remember seeing her. I had a couple drinks in me. And mind you, Buzz was getting a little bit handsy with me. So we're chatting and, you know, dancing a little bit. We end up leaving the bar and I feel for my pockets. Wallet's nowhere to be found. I fucking knew it was Buzz. So there's cops just up and down the street. They're just waiting for something to go wrong. I go up to the officer. I'll never forget this. I said, "Officer, hi, I'd like to let you know I have a bit of an emergency. Buzz Lightyear just took my wallet." And he goes, you know what he goes? Just didn't take it seriously at all. Smirks, look at his friend next to him. He goes, "Yeah, and Daffy Duck just robbed my house." I said, "No, don't be a prick. I'm being dead serious." He goes, "Well, what bar were you in?" I pointed to the bar. He goes, "Okay, I'm going to need, this is the best part. I'm going to need a more detailed description." I said, "Officer, I don't know how much more detailed I can get for you than Buzz Lightyear. What else do you want? The colored eyes? Are you expecting you're going to run into a couple different Buzz Lightyears? Because I got news for you. I've been up and down this street for 3 hours now. This is the only Buzz Lightyear that I've seen." Yeah, it looks like Buzz Lightyear, blue eyes, maybe 5'2", so a smaller Buzz. How much more detailed could I get? So that just cracked me up. Anywho, moving on. Well, Gracie Ibrahim, call me crazy. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But I do know it is time. It is time for everybody's favorite segment and for us to trouble you just for a little bit of a drum roll here, please. It's the Ask Bob segment. Week by week by week, I tell you, find folks, send on in the DMs. Fill them in. Let's fill in the blanks. What do you want to know? What do you want to ask? Submit your question to the Ask Bob segment. This first question here is coming in from Little Rock, Arkansas, a guy by the name of Bobby Dean, and leave it to a guy from Little Rock, Arkansas, to have his parents name him two first names as his first and last name. This is Bobby Dean. Bobby Dean would like to know, Bob, who is your favorite NBA player and why? Well, Bobby Dean, this is an easy one for me. Very easy. I refuse to bet against this guy. I only bet with him. He's won me a shit ton of money. Guy by the name of Patrick Beverley. This guy is an absolute pest on the basketball court. And the reason you want a pest on the basketball court when you're betting on that team, you're betting on that pest, is he's got no idea what the score is. Patrick Beverley doesn't give a shit. So there were times last year where the Clippers were underdogs by 8-9 points. And they would be down 15 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. But Patrick Beverley doesn't know, nor does he care. So this guy's full pressing down the entire court. He's setting ball screens. He's boxing people out. The game's over. He doesn't know that. He's a dog, man. He's up in your face. Last year, the Clippers were playing the Warriors in the playoffs. Okay, good. The Clippers were down 3-0 in the series. They were down 3-0. Clippers were down like 15 points in the third quarter. This jackass is full court pressing. Just up in your face, an oracle. I just love a guy like that, and I think you need a guy like that to win a championship. I think you need a Draymond Green. Who, by the way, I get why nobody likes Draymond Green. He complains about every single foul call. He's just obnoxious. That was when he was on a winning team. Draymond Green's another one. Right now, Draymond Green, He's playing for the Warriors. The Warriors stink. They can't win a game. And he, Draymond Green, is taking charges down 20. He's fighting with other guys. He's diving all over the floor. I just love that shit, and I think it's awesome to see. And I didn't like Draymond Green either, partly because the Warriors were winning. But now with the Warriors starting to lose, I think he could really respect and start to like the guy. Because it's just for the love of the game. You know, he's a hard guy to bet against. I will never in my life bet against Patrick Beverley. Because seriously, if you're betting on the Lakers against the Clippers, and the Clippers, say the Lakers are favored 7 points, and you're up 18 in the fourth quarter, that by no means is a lock with Patrick Beverley on the floor. He'll record 5 steals, take 2 charges, get 7 possessions back. Without a doubt, Patrick Beverley, no doubt about it, Mr. Dean, favorite player in the NBA right now. He's an absolute workhorse. I truly think he's got no idea what the score is. He's got one speed, and that's go, just pedal to the metal. And I respect the shit out of it. Patrick Beverley, by the way, friend of the pod. Tim Duncan, friend of the pod. Sam Cassell, friend of the pod. Charlie Ward, friend of the pod. Aaron McKee, friend of the pod. Kevin Garnett, friend of the pod. Charles Barkley, friend of the pod. Everybody's a friend of the pod here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Now, going to cut the Ask Bob segment a little bit short here as we close this show off. Now, I told you folks last week, I promised you, I said I got some big news for you. No pod, however, I said we do have some good news to this. I got some big news for you, which I do. Now, until this thing is set in stone, we can't disclose too much of the information. I can give you a gist of what it's about. I'm hoping to have this done next week. That's the target for this. But actually, you know what? Fuck it. Grace Ibrahim, let me trouble you for a little bit of another drum roll, please. You ready for this, folks? The Brilliantly Dumb Show is in talks with a company right now to be bought out. And some of you may not think, oh no, that's not such a good thing. Why would you want to be bought out? I'll tell you why I want to be bought out. What that would mean is, A, no more working at the Four Seasons for Big Bob. So no more, you know, 50, 60-hour work weeks. It's just a full head of steam committed to the podcast. 2 to 3 episodes a week. Professionally done. Grace will actually have that nice glass to be behind. Live visual on the podcast. You'll be able to go to YouTube, watch me do my thing. Watch Grace Ibrahim behind the glass. Bring in Joey Cold Cuts. Watch that. We're talking a full-blown, legit podcast that I could dedicate every single day to 100%. I'll just be firing away on these airwaves. That'll be my full-time job. Which is just massive to think. Months ago, episode 1, you know, just sitting in the bathroom of my apartment recording this thing. I mean, it's massive. We're going to try and get this thing closed this week. There's no guarantees. I can't disclose the company. It's big. It's exciting. We're ready to get the ball moving, and we hope to be able to officially announce this thing by this week. We appreciate you hanging with us, rolling with the punches. We're on the move. Folks, as always, thank you for listening. I'm Big Game Bob. You're looking at Grace Ibrahim on the ones and twos. Big old guest appearance from Joey Cold Cuts this evening. Love you all. Let's have at it this week. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll keep some Thanksgiving Turkey Day content rolling out for you folks. Have a great week. See you next Tuesday. Take care.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.